Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day two. The only thing I've forgotten, Mike, I need to see the chat.
I can see the chat.
I've got absolutely everything covering all three screens. Forgot the chat. Okay, I'm heading in now.
Johnny's in.
Can't get the staff.
Johnny's in.
Is it day two and I'm going stir crazy?
It is, yes.
Woo! Yes, it's episode one of MacBytes. Episode one was on.
I want to know because he didn't say in the Slack.
No, but do you realise when that first episode of MacBytes went out, little Johnny would have been 17 studying for his A-levels? Oh, my God!
Was little Johnny listening to episode one?
I'm sure little Johnny was listening to episode one.
Yeah.
Hello, Neil. Hello.
Best
from the road in Sydney. Excellent. News on the Timperley front today.
What's that?
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yes. They have a store there called Iceland. Now, Mike always has to clarify this when he talks to me about Iceland because I think he's talking about Reykjavik. But no, it's the Iceland store. And they're closing to everybody apart from the elderly between 10 and 11 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Aldi's are doing that all the time.
Well, now, as I heard it, it was 8 to 9 o'clock, but tomorrow it's 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock, which I thought was much more reasonable. But that wasn't the nicest bit of the story. The nicest bit of the story was, because we've all got to pull together, a couple have made food and they're taking it to Iceland to give the old folk to take home with them.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is lovely, isn't it?
We like feel-good stories.
We do like feel-good stories.
Yes.
And then there's the complete opposite. Then there's the horror of the day.
Boris. We said we weren't talking about Boris.
I want to know why Boris is not doing his conferences via some kind of virtual system.
Skype.
Well, no, that, you
Microsoft
know.
Teams. Does he need some training?
No. Other video conferencing platforms are available, but that's not the point. He's got a room full of journos and there's him. Half the cabinet are down with it to start with, and he's still having his meeting, so I don't understand it. Anyway, say hello to me in the chat. Let's see if my chat's working. Right. So, what have you been doing today and what have you been struggling with?
I've been working.
I know.
What have I been struggling with?
Yes.
Skype.
Yes. We've been busy today. More on what we've actually been doing. Well, what I've actually been doing on Friday on After Hours. But Mike, I've learnt some new words from because Skype has been failing. Now, is it Skype or is it Teams?
Skype.
So Skype itself has actually been failing, trying to run training courses, unfortunately. We use Teams and I'd rather use Slack.
It did the same thing yesterday. Yesterday and today, it lets me get into the Skype.
Yep.
It lets me run my screen share.
Yep.
And then it bombs out.
Yep.
And I'm just about to start training and I realise that my screen share's not there.
Listening to you, it's been like the visual version of Norman Collier.
Yeah.
Oh, my screen share's gone. Sorry about this, I'll reshare it. Right, here we go. Oops, the screen share's gone.
I've started getting very sarcastic.
I know. So what I did while you were doing that was I went to that Is It Down For Me or Everyone? And from there, I got to this other site that was listing what was down. And what was down today was, what was having problems today was Skype, TeamViewer, Zoom, you name it. If it was a platform for virtual conferencing, they were struggling today. So you weren't alone. I don't know if that makes you feel any better.
MacBytes.fm's up, though.
MacBytes.fm is up.
Debbie S is in.
At the moment. Hello, Debbie S. So far, so good. Well, we did monitor it last night and it was fine for everybody but you. Oh, no. Where are you based? I always get confused with the Debs. They're all over the place.
America.
Well, I don't know what was wrong with that then.
America.
Anyway, to keep you updated before we get onto more interesting things like tech, the schools are still open. However, one of them has had the foresight to close. Now, if I can find the letter, the head teacher has sent out a letter, obviously, to the parents, Stratford High School. And
there is in Southern California.
Oh, well, at least the weather should be decent.
I had relatives in Southern California.
I didn't realise that was 16 hours ago. I did not realise that was yesterday. I thought
yes,
that was today.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, let's have a look at BBC. Because the head teacher sent out this. Now, you see, the mail isn't there. The Mail is fabulous. To say it's critical of government policy, and to be honest, it's a far better approach to it than the government are taking.
Is it really sunny in Seattle?
No,
is
I can't
it, is,
find
is that
it.
What just Kim just said? Man, she does say rainy Seattle sometimes.
Seattle is very rainy. I watch Grey's Anatomy and it always seems to be raining whenever they leave. But I believe you do got some decent weather at some point.
We had decent weather today.
Go see if you can find the link for me to put it in there about that. The actual content of the email, because it was fabulous. That was great.
And then so put it in the chat.
And then put it in the chat. Now, the other thing that was fabulous last night, and I can't do this because I've got no courgettes. Not often you say that on a tech show, is it? Tracy gave us the recipe for her soup, the one that she was cooking while she was talking to us. It looked great and I want to try it, but as I say, no courgettes. So we'll have to... That's zucchini, if you're in America, apparently. Same thing, like eggplants and aubergines. I don't know why we all have to call things different. In fact, today Mike had a technical issue that I'll let him share with you, that could have potentially had a huge impact. So it's the kind of thing that you need to think about when you're building databases and storing data. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mike?
No idea.
Oh, well, I'll fill you in when you get back
to
the microphone.
The one that says, "Dear Stretford."
I think that's the one. Yes, that's the one. Yeah, put that into the chat. That is the approach. That's showing leadership rather than management. Oh, my audio is low compared to other sources. Okay, let's have a look at that. It could have done weirdness on account of the fact it was doing weirdness last night. Let me have a look and see what we can do. That one? It was. Let's have a look. Input? No, everything's 100%. And let's have a look up here. Everything's 100% there as well. Is there a volume switch at your end? I can make it louder, but if I do, it's going to start peaking. I am actually at... It is a bit lower, I'll grant you. I think I normally talk closer to the microphone, but Mike and I are both sharing the same one. So we've had to move back a smidgen. Not that either of us are infected so far.
That's a good letter.
It is a very good letter, isn't it? That shows leadership. So that's worth sharing. So who else has seen Tracy's... soup recipe. I think we should have a cook-in together. We should pick a night and actually cook it. Now, obviously, I'm going to need to be allowed into the kitchen to do that, and I'm going to need my courgettes to do that. The other thing is, Mike's going to, when he's got the ingredients, I don't know if we've got the ingredients right now, he's going to do the MacBites flapjack, which is on the website. Mike will put the link in for that. When did we start doing that? It was a long time ago. And people on the show said, oh, let me have the recipe. And it's gluten-free flapjack.
There you go. Google MacBites flapjack.
Yep. And it comes up top.
2011.
Wow. You've been making it that long. But it is beautiful. It's kind of chewy rather than hard. My teeth back then would not have taken it. My bionic teeth would definitely take it now. But that's Mike's special recipe. So come on, come on, come and share your technical problem today. You see, our listeners would understand that and they would never get into that kind of pickle. What was your technical issue? Your technical issue was the 12th of March.
Yes.
That was your technical issue. He's gone completely blank.
The 12th of March.
The 12th of March is the lad's birthday and it's also the day that you started
your
job.
Yes, yes. Last week, I was looking on our company's HR system and it had my start date as the 3rd of the 12th, 2007. And I just assumed it was an American format because it was the 12th of March. But no, it turned out that they had my start date down as the 3rd of December the previous year. So I was missing about 9 months. So I got them to correct it. Only took about a week.
I'm explaining where my bionic teeth came from. my dentist, my implantologist, gave me the good news that he could do the job and then gave me the bad news. I was going to need a bone graft. And that's what I'm actually just putting in here for the bone, for the powder he used. ... Bionic. There we go. So he said, don't worry about it. We you know, it's not like a piece of bone. It's like powder. And it basically like polyfiller. It goes in and then it generates bone. So he called it bionic bone powder. So since then, my teeth have been the bionic teeth. So at least I can eat carrots now. Whoever thought I'd want to eat raw carrots?
I don't know.
No.
No.
But I did. So what else have we been up to? You've done 3 training sessions so far?
Two,
but you sat in on one.
Yes.
So 2 sessions of your own. Mm. Sat in on one.
I'm going to do another.
Got another one at 8 o'clock, so somebody's going to have to leave these shores. But I'll be here. Oh, good grief, used to freeze you at Dried Humour. But hey, who knows, Kim? Some of that could have made its way here for me. I remember him saying that it was quite safe, but there again, these days, nothing's safe. So what tech have I used today? Oh, I updated all of my affinity apps. The update came out yesterday. I was hanging off till I knew what was in the notes, the release notes. And there was nothing in the release notes. Couldn't find a thing. They hadn't been updated from 1.8.1. The biggest thing I'll be trying, but I have no idea if it'll make a difference or not, is the templates, because I came up with a problem with them. They only work if you store them on iCloud. So I wanted them on Google Drive. Didn't want to know. Dropbox? Didn't want to know. OneDrive? Quite happy with. So I don't know what commonality there is between Dropbox and OneDrive, but they work on there. They do not work on Dropbox or Google Drive. Now, that would be fine if they stopped you saving them there, but they don't. They just stop you accessing them there. Yeah, that took like 20 minutes of forced tapping, screaming and going on, and then thought, you know what? Must be the service. So I've not tried it yet, not had a chance, but that's on iOS. On the desktop, it's fine. Doesn't matter where you put them on the desktop. Another reason to stick with a desktop if we're doing serious work. I know what else I've been doing today. Watch Johnny go mad now, Mike. I've been in Affinity Designer. Are you excited yet? No, probably not. I have been designing something in Affinity Designer, and in the file name, it has a number. You excited yet, Johnny? And that number is 0125. Are you excited now? Right. What's the Slack channel? And have you looked into the YubiKey? I've got your message, Simon, in Skype about the YubiKey. That's terrifying. So, yes, we'll put that on the show. Where
Johnny
is the Slack?
It.
Johnny gets it. Right. The Slack channel is really simple. It's macbytes.co.uk/Slack. If you haven't got an account, it will take you to account creation. Have you ever used Slack before? We don't seem to have too many people with a huge problem with Slack, to be honest. The main thing is when people are trying to create a thread or not create a thread. That's about it. I think everything else is fairly self-explanatory in it. We could do a session on Slack.
We could.
I've just got a cheap book. We could. Talking of books. Right, so in between designing 0125. And if we have a poster for 0125,
that sounds like a phone number.
It does. Then it must be incoming sooner rather than later. Obviously, can't drag somebody into the studio tonight because he's working tonight.
In the studio.
So I can't get in the studio either. But he's only going in there because we're in here. So we're in the office right now. So what else was I going to say? Yes, once I'd finished doing books. Yes, there was a book today. The Year Without Pants, which could, you know, when you look at these free books on Amazon, so many of them are of an adult nature. That one's not. That's by a guy called Scott Birken, and he's very, very good. He writes very intelligent stuff, and that's about the creation of. I've forgotten now. Was it Slack? No, WordPress. It's the history of the company behind WordPress. And I'm assuming that they all worked from home during the first year of the company. So that one is definitely worth having. I put that in Slack. I can probably find the link.
They worked from home. Did they have coronavirus?
I don't think they did have coronavirus back then. Oh, have you heard the latest conspiracy?
No.
Which I laugh my little socks off with. Bill Gates Foundation, but yes, the same Bill Gates who's just stepped down. Oh, conspiracy theory, much. His foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, had a, shall we say, dry run just before Christmas of what would happen if there was a global pandemic. Predictive much. And in their simulation of said global pandemic, guess what the virus was called?
COVID-19.
The coronavirus. So the conspiracy theorists are going absolutely crazy.
What happened to us just before Christmas?
What happened to us just before Christmas?
We got ill.
We did get ill, and it was the strangest illness I've ever had. That was just after Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
But no, this coronavirus thing, people are saying like, oh, he knew about it and that's now why he's resigned. Can we just say, let's get it all straight. Coronavirus is a global term. It's like saying computer rather than Mac or Microsoft Surface. Coronavirus is a collective name for viruses of the corona genus. COVID-19 is the new name that was only created about 2 weeks ago. So maybe Bill Gates should be let off the hook fractionally. But what he did do, and
maybe,
I can't...
Maybe he was working on COVID-18.9, but it's turned into COVID-19 beta.
Maybe it was. Mm. Maybe it was. But the thing that I thought was incredibly dodgy about what they did with this simulation thing, they'd invited people. I'm assuming it's free, but don't quote me. I don't know. But when they'd done, they gave them all a pack to take home. And in the pack was a stuffed toy, which was the virus. You know, like the shape of a virus with prongs coming off it and nice, cute eyes on it. I wonder if they were infected. But that's all Bill Gates news. Oh, Kim made them out by its flapjack. Very good. But used honey. Ooh. Yeah, we had
golden syrup,
wasn't it? Yeah. Of course, no one's going to have any ingredients for that anymore. No. I did see they still had gluten-free bread and they couldn't get rid of it.
Oh.
The price was reduced
from
about £3.50 a loaf to about £1.20.
Where
at? Asda.
Oh, I'll go up then.
No, you will not go up to Asda. We're not leaving the house. So hopefully, Simon, you should be able to get to the Slack channel with that. Haven't looked at this two-factor thing, but we need to. Right. Is it a MacBytes? Oh, Jonathan. It's a MacBytes, but don't book it. I would say don't book any days off work yet. Are you working from home yet, Jonathan? It's not even recorded yet because somebody needs the studio. But hey, if the artwork's done and Siri knows what he's saying, then that only leaves us two.
Yeah.
So if
you
we,
know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's if what we, me, then.
Yeah, so if we could just drag you out of there kicking and screaming, it may be here sooner rather than later. Yes, they are, Simon. They're all of the coronavirus theme, aren't they? I remember my mum going absolutely crazy with the, I think it was bird flu, wasn't it? H1N1.
Yeah.
She was panic-stricken. In fact, so many times with the crazy stuff that's been going on. So first of all, we had Brexit. Then we had a debacle after Brexit. Then we had the coronavirus. So many times I've just looked at Mike and said, thank God she's dead. Because honest to God, if she was still alive, she would be spinning. Absolutely spinning. Do we have grocery deliveries? We do. They are still doing them at the moment, but the lead time on them is about 10 days at the moment. So Jonathan's working from home. So yours was day one. Ours is officially day two, but we've been doing it for 2 weeks. Are we at the point of murdering each other yet?
No,
we're okay. In fact, I'm sure I said this yesterday. I feel my time has come. I am so relaxed and laid back. But I know other people are stir crazy already. I was built for this.
One of my colleagues said, I was on a call with her yesterday, and she said, it's going to be a bit strange. I might have said this yesterday.
Go on.
It's going to be a bit strange. My husband's at home. My dog's at home. My son's at home.
They're having, finding the room and creating. I mean, a lot of people have said, like, I'm not imposing a timetable on myself. Are you imposing a timetable on yourself, Jonathan? Getting up at the same time, you know, putting clothes on and stuff, or is it your year without pants? That's the thing. I mean, I work from home all the time, but the fact that I look at my calendar, and if I have an appointment and I'm leaving the house, there's a red dot next to it. Literally just an emoji, just so I know. If Mike's leaving the house, I put a blue dot next to it. There isn't a pink dot, you'll be glad to know. And I'm just looking ahead, and literally there's nothing. We actually do not have to leave the house other than to walk Lola. But I'm not counting that because you basically go to the park and don't talk to anybody.
Mm.
Like dog walkers, like, oh my God, there's a dog over there. It's like 300 yards away. Don't go near it. Oh, great, your parents are back. That must have been so worrying. Our friend has been told, the one that's stuck on the cruise ship, That they've all got certificates of health. They are all healthy at the moment. So they're going to charter a plane to get them back in this country, and then they've got to make their own way home. Literally, I was thinking to myself, if you've got a certificate to say you've not got it, stay on the cruise. Mm. You know, 8 months on the boat. That's what I would do. Absolutely. Working the same hours. A challenge, you don't have other people leaving. So you tend to go on and on. Yeah, but you know now, Jonathan, when it comes to 7 o'clock, that's it, you're done.
One of our friends, every time I mention working from home, says that he couldn't do that because he's not disciplined enough.
I don't understand
but
that.
This friend, and you'll know who he is, couldn't work from home because he digs graves.
Yeah, he's a bit busy at the minute.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess there's admin that you could do, but... So Paul set a schedule. They want to make sure you're working. I think for a lot of people, that'll be the case. But I think for Mike and I mean, I do it all the time. I work weird hours to start with. But I think you're that disciplined anyway that you just work hours and then pack up at 4. Mike tends to work 8 in the morning till 4 in the evening, in the afternoon.
Maybe
supermarkets
buying extra freezers.
Extra freezers. Good grief. Can I make a confession now? Mm. We got a freezer. My mother bought this freezer when I was at primary school. In fact, before I was at primary school, because she sat me on top of it to have my first day at school photo taken. So I know how long she'd had it. And it was a huge chest freezer like you would see in supermarkets. But at the time, that was all they did because freezers weren't really for domestic use. This freezer was still working the day we dragged it out. And we only dragged it out because the lid was warped and it was costing a lot to run it. But it lasted for about 46 years. But when she came to replace it, she wanted the same chest freezer. And they don't make chest freezers as big as her chest freezer was. And you know what my mother was like. She was like a mad prepper, my mother. In fact, do you know, when we say, like, thank God she's dead, she would have been in her element during this. She would have been walking around saying, I told you so. I told you something like this would happen. So she couldn't get a freezer big enough. So she bought two. So in our... Not our garage, because our garage is full of the washer, the dryer and all of the rest of that. Behind the garage, we have another smaller
shed.
It's not really a shed because it's brick. It's a proper building, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in there, two freezers. Probably shouldn't be saying this publicly. So we've always had two freezers. And Mike and I were like, do you know what? There's just the two of us. We don't need two freezers. And I said, just fill it up with treats like ice cream. It'll be fine.
One was full of ice cream.
One was full of ice cream.
I've been eating that for breakfast.
Yeah, could you not do that? Because, you know, I might want some sooner or later.
I only had it this morning.
Oh, grave error. I'm liking that, Neil.
There's plenty left.
So we actually do have two fridges and two freezers. And I think the freezers are... We'd be all right for a couple of months, wouldn't we?
Hmm.
But at the moment, the supermarkets are still delivering, but they don't really have much in stock if you want to go in and buy. I don't know whether we'll get to the point that we're having rationing. I really don't know. But that's where we're at today. So it was officially day 2, but unofficially about day 16. Not murdering each other yet. Yet. We'll be fine. I'm sure we'll be fine, won't we? Yes, we'll be fine. Lola was going stir crazy today, though, because she came back from her walk and her bed had been moved downstairs. Mike had to move her bed. All of a sudden, there was an almighty thud. Mike goes out onto the landing. What are you doing? What are you doing? And she decided that her bed...
She very sheepishly wandered up the stairs at that point.
Because she knew she was in trouble. What she'd done was she'd slung it back on the floor and tried to slide it back into place where she likes it. But Mummy was still asleep because Daddy gets up at stupid o'clock, like 5 o'clock. So he grabbed Lola and said, that's very bad to make a noise when Mummy's asleep. Now go in the bedroom. And he shut the door and locked her in with me, at which point she climbed all over me like, yeah, move up so I can have some of this blanket. So that was our morning. I think things improved from there. So is Jonathan going to come on Skype and tell us all about his day? Are you going to do that, Jonathan?
Is it phone-in time?
It's phone-in time. So come on, Jonathan. I'm as far as I can see, we are hooked up on Skype. So if you ping on, I should be able to get a call with you. And I should be able to hear you. You should be able to hear me. And then all I've got to do is make it so, make magic so everybody else can hear you. But it should be doable. We did it last night. So give me a ping on Skype. Now, bear in mind, I'm not brilliant on Skype. Keep changing the interface. But I did find Simon's message, so I'm obviously improving in Skype. I do wish they'd just stop moving things, though. I swear that list used to be in the middle. And the chat used to pop out from the side. Now the chat's the main thing and the list is secondary. I'll get there in the end. At some point. So, let's see where Jonathan's up to. Very unprepared. Give me a few seconds. Jonathan's in his half. Right, I've got a wave from you, Jonathan. I can see a wave from you. That's in the chat. Right, it's updating the conversation. Are you going to give me a ring? You won't go live straight away. I've not got you on the loopback pipe straight away. But when you do. Which Jonathan is this? This is Johnny I. Johnny I from... Now, is it Manchester or Leeds? There you go. Hey! He's ringing. Hello!
Hello! Ooh,
got ya! Right, I'm going to pass you over so everyone can hear you.
I'm right. In Manchester.
Yeah, you're live. Are you a Manchester boy?
I am. I was born and bred in Leeds.
Oh. We'll let you off. When did you move to Manchester?
Oh, how do I not hear you? Hang on, do I have to mute the live thing? I think I do, don't I?
You do. See, I've got magic running my end. Mike can hear you and I can hear you and they can hear you.
There we go. I think that's better now. I don't hear you twice. How?
Gosh, I know that, two that of me can be just too overwhelming.
I know, that was a brilliant entrance, wasn't it? You're landing with a splash.
Oh, we love it anyway. Carry on.
Absolutely.
When did you move to Manchester?
So I moved to Manchester about probably about 11 years now.
Wow.
Back in 2018, so no, 12 years, to be a student. I was a student at Salford University. And I put down roots. My first job out of uni was in Manchester.
Oh, hang on. People are saying they can't hear you. Just a sec.
Oh.
Right, try it now.
Oh,
say hello again.
Hello again. Can you all hear me?
Brilliant. See, now they missed that bit. You know, bit where it wasn't very professional.
I don't know what you mean. It was all perfect.
It was
right
perfect.
From the start.
Right, so I'm asking Johnny when he moved to Manchester. So he's back on now. Excellent. Right.
Yes, that's so, I moved to Manchester back in 2008 as a student when I was 18 years old. I put down roots. I was a student for about 5 years. And my first flat was bought in Manchester after my first proper job. And I've been in Manchester ever since. It's strange because my parents went to uni in Leeds and put down root in Leeds after they were born and bred in Manchester. I was born and bred in Leeds and have now moved to Manchester.
Wow,
Johnny, you probably don't know this, but I studied in Leeds.
Oh, did you? Which did you study at the uni?
I was at Leeds Poly, as it was then, Leeds Business School back in
1988. Oh wow, gosh.
A mere youngster.
1998, did you say?
88.
I wasn't even born.
He was minus two.
I was born October 89, so I wasn't even with you guys.
Oh my, now we feel old, don't we?
I was going to say, I feel very young all of a sudden.
I lived in Moortown for a year.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Were you near what we refer to as Moortown Corner?
I think I was.
Yeah. One of my first jobs whilst I was still at school was in a parade of shops, which is still there. The shops are long gone, but the parade of shops is still there.
Ah. And then I came back to Manchester and did a year in business because it was what they call a sandwich course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I went back to Leeds and lived in Headingley.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, gosh, that's... all these names mean an awful lot now. Yeah.
The only time I went to Leeds was to the town centre, and I cannot for the life of me remember what the thing was called. But I went for... it was like a music market that sprung up on a Saturday.
Mm.
And it used to get bootlegs. And it was the best place for bootleg recordings of you two. It was Round something.
Round Hay.
Could have been in Round Hay, Round Hay somewhere.
Yeah, Round Hay's an area in Leeds. It's quite nice. They've got a beautiful park there with a lake in the middle. And I remember when I was younger, you used to be able to go on like little pedal things, little pedal boats. And they've long gone now. But the council used to put those on over the weekend. It's where I used to ride my bike as well, or learn to ride my bike.
Fabulous. Well, that sounds like Cleveland now.
Oh, well, it was a brilliant learning experience. Apparently, to help me concentrate, this is what my dad told me, I used to roll my tongue. So whilst I was going up and down the pedestrian area of this lake, I had my tongue out at everyone who passed me, apparently.
I bet Mummy and Daddy have got some great photos of that.
I bet you they do, and if they do, I shan't be sending them anywhere, don't you worry.
You can't risk it.
No, exactly. I don't know where...
Oh, now here we go. Note, I feel really old. This is Debbie. I was out of school for 11 years when Johnny was born.
Oh, but I must say, everyone on the chat, both on here and on, you know, when we have the after hours, you can't tell people's ages. And I just assume that everyone's really, really young. And everyone does sound really young because they're all interested in tech.
Yeah. Age is just a number.
Exactly. And we're all one big like Mac Bites family, so it's
exactly. We were talking to Mike's mum at the weekend, and she's in her mid to late 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She said, yes, but I still think I'm 18 in my mind. And when I get with my friends, I am.
Yeah. Oh no, it's great how we've got such a good community together, and you and Mike do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And it's great that you guys are doing this on behalf of everyone. Thank you for putting
You're
these
very
little,
welcome.
Little shows on.
I said to Mike, you know, we're going to be locked in here. I said, I've got a plan. And he went, oh, no. She's got a plan.
Yeah.
But I had a plan.
You did have a plan.
Now, you see, if we hadn't have done this plan, we may have got a show out. But not to upset Johnny. No. There will be a show.
There'll have to be a show because
I've got artwork.
Oh, well, there you go.
You see, now, what you need to know for future references, if I say there's artwork... There's an incoming show.
Oh, fantastic.
So there's definitely going to be an incoming show.
Is there a lead time which I can put to that?
Days rather than weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll be more specific than Boris. I'll tell you what, it'll be before the schools close the way he's going on.
Oh, I know. But I think there's a huge sense of community as well, which doesn't get broadcast on the news.
I know, it's such a shame that, I mean, we're in a local group on Facebook, and I don't love Facebook, but your postcode, you know the first three letters of your postcode? There tends to be a group on Facebook, so ours is M33, and the people in there have been amazing. They're putting in offers to go and get medications for people, go do shopping for people, take dogs for a walk. They've been amazing, absolutely amazing. I know on the news they put one tiny bit, and it was literally just a 30-second piece, and it was very nice. It was talking about a thing going on in Canada called caremongering. They've taken the S off scaremongering, and because they're so distributed in Canada, you know, they've been making offers. And there's two hashtags. One is IOS, hashtag IOS, and it's not what you would think. ISO it is, in search of. Somebody who's looking for something. And then the other one is like, if you've got something, and you can put that out. And that's going really well. But like you say, they don't like good news on the news, do they?
No, because we saw, we've got a Google Doc spreadsheet, which I put on our Facebook group for the block of flats that I'm in. And there's teachers out there who are saying that they're CRB checks. And so if people who are doctors or police need to go out and work, they'll quite happily keep an eye on the kids and look after them. And I just think stuff like that doesn't get any airtime in the news at all.
No, they're not interested.
All that's getting on the airtime is the, I was going to say, looting of shops then.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a war zone.
Only people are actually paying at the minute.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When I get panicky, when the BBC News come on and the news reader will read their bit, and then they'll say, now over to Laura Kunzberg, and I think, oh my God.
Here we go.
Because she just loves it.
Yeah, she does. I mean, the only news which I really take to to look at on this thing is the World Health Organization. You know, personally, I think that all of the, but some of the media in the UK is a bit biased and puts a spin on it, whereas I'd like to think the World Health Organization just give relatively good facts, but
yeah, I get some truth from
there. Yeah, exactly.
They do. They've got their own spin on it because they want some exclusive or something. I mean, it was them that have pushed the government to have a press conference every day, which is insanity.
Yeah.
A room full of people in London.
Absolutely.
They just want to ask questions of him. I mean, today he actually got asked, and I had no idea what they were talking about. But one of the questions was like a very intelligent question about the capacity of the NHS, blah, blah, blah. And then he followed it up with, and are you responsible for your father?
Yeah.
And I thought, pardon, what was that? And so I went online, and apparently the Prime Minister's father, they should all be shot before they become Prime Minister. the Prime Minister's father has said, if I want to go to the pub, I will. He's 79.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he responsible for his father? I mean, actually, Boris looked rather ill. So maybe he is.
I thought that. And I've spoken to my grandparents, who are both in their 80s, their mid-80s, and they don't want to be treated like him, you know, people who are infirm.
No.
They know exactly that they're more than capable of determining their own level of risk, and they'll be happy to live with the risk that they're willing to accept.
Mm.
And I think they just need to be treated like the mature people which they are, rather than being spoon-fed all the time.
I said at the weekend it would be horrific if they suddenly decided that what we need to do is halve the population that's walking around, so women can't go out.
Yeah.
Or certain people of a certain religion or an ethnicity. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you can't do that. But that's exactly what they've done with the over 70s.
Yeah.
But we were laughing with Mike's mother because despite the fact she's in her mid-70s, she still works.
She's
a teacher.
Oh, wow.
So if they close the schools, she can stay at home. But seeing as though they haven't, she needs to go to work.
Yeah.
And she's in her 70s. So she's like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, wow. It's
closing tomorrow.
There you go, another school gone. Sale High is closing.
Well, oh, gosh.
Is that Cecil Avenue?
Year groups 7 to 10.
Yeah, 7 to 10 is the old, you see, Johnny will know them as 7 to 10. But in our day, that was Form 1, 2, 3 and 4.
So
everybody apart from the GCSE group. And they were O-levels in our day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're that old.
Oh, gosh.
I think the schools will close bit by bit by bit. I don't think he wants to come out and close them, but that's most unfortunate.
Mm. Yeah.
We've got Kevin with us in the chat.
Yay! Hi, Kevin.
Actually, you made a very good point there about being CRB checked. So am I, as a governor. I could look after kids. Nobody wants that, trust me. And you don't think you need to be CRB checked to look after dogs. But there was somebody today who was looking for respite care for a dog that was very vocal. I thought, sounds like a Samoyed. I'm sure they'll find it. And another one was some poor woman who just popped out for something, found a dog out on the loose and ended up running up the canal with it for 15 minutes trying to catch it to take it home.
Oh, wow.
But she lost it in the end. Yes, CSEs. Go on, Johnny.
Has Lola noticed a difference with people behaving differently?
No, I don't think she has.
No, I don't. She's so laid back, isn't she? Maya was a maniac. We've actually got outtakes from MacBites a few years ago where we try and record on a Sunday night when everyone had gone to bed, because obviously there was five of us in the house. It was chaotic on a good day. And we'd leave it till Sunday night. So it'd be like 11:30 Sunday night. Right, we'll go and record. Is he asleep? Yes, he's asleep. Right, we'll go and record. So we go in two separate rooms. We close the door. Next minute, he's headbutting the door, standing outside doing what we used to call pre-barking, which is... not quite a bark.
Yeah.
And he would just con you out of about 19 biscuits.
Wow.
Because that was the only way to keep him quiet.
Clever boy.
But Lola's... Oh, he was. He was ahead of himself. But Lola's incredibly laid back.
She is.
And she went out with her first family at the weekend, because they live quite a way off now. But one of the sisters came over and took her out. So when she came back, she was absolutely filthy from head to toe. She'd made the most of it, because Daddy doesn't let her get that dirty, does he? No. But she was off the lead and in a ditch. So she came back looking very proud of herself until Daddy dumped her in a bucket of water while Mummy took photos.
Oh, bless.
But no, but I think in terms of seeing people, now she's fine, isn't she?
She is.
She is. We're very, very lucky. That's so Mike's good. About to leave because he's got to go and log in next door. And sort his surface out. Have you got any problems, let me know.
Yeah.
I will carry on manfully with my new co-host, Johnny I.
I hope. So, question. See you later, Mike. Take care. Has Mike ditched the Mac? Because he seems to be demonstrating an awful lot on Windows. Is he going to turn into a traitor?
I don't think so. I don't think so. He does have a Surface, but that was bought because the Excel version that runs on Mac is appalling. It has all of the stuff that he trains in, so business intelligence and plugins and stuff. It's just not available on the Mac version. Mike's just, we have a Lola update. She's fast asleep downstairs on her back, legs in the air.
Oh, bless.
So she's very relaxed. There are certain things, I will say, his Surface is rather nice. It feels a very nice, nicely made piece of kit. The only issue with it is the fact it runs Windows. And in running Windows, I don't know if they have that interface anymore. What I used to call the Teletubby one, with very... It felt big. The buttons felt big. But when it's in its standard Windows 10 mode, you have to be very precise with the stylus. It doesn't feel like a touch interface device. But in terms of being well made, it is very nice. And I know he's had, I'm touching wood, no issues with it, the kind of issues that we had before. I use Windows locked away in a VM. I did have a Windows machine. It did an update and then died, never came back to life. I must fix that one day. But I use it in a VM, and I must admit, I've had very little issue with it. I think they have improved. What scares me is not that Windows gets way better, but that the Mac gets way worse.
I think you're right. They're not. They're sadly not keeping up with the same pace which they used to at the prosumer level. It seems to be a lot more basic than it used to. And it's not to say that they shouldn't lower the barrier to entry, but they seem to be squeezing the middle and top end of the market further out as they try and be more basic.
Yeah, I don't like when they do that and then dumb it down to such a degree that they take options away.
Yeah.
That's what scares me about going to Catalina, that I've heard that people have got where they have to give something permission and it just will not give them permission to do what they want to do. So they get the box in front of them and they say, yep, give it permission. And it doesn't get permission. So that kind of thing would be a problem for all the software I'm running right now. So I've left it alone. Mike never even bothered with Mojave. But they say, oh, we're not putting too much in the way. They started doing this when they started giving the OS away for free. There isn't that much, that many new features, but we've doubled down on security and we fixed the bugs. And they've been saying that for about 6 or 8 years now. And every time it comes out, they're right. It doesn't look that much different. And if they have fixed any bugs, they've added more than they've fixed.
Yeah.
And I just keep finding things that are like, that used to work and now it doesn't. That used to be rock solid, now it's not. I mean, on a Friday night, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'll come to a demonstration part and the screen will be black and I'll say, let's see if this is working tonight. And it's my three keys, 3 and 8, which hides Keynote. And it's just randomly taken to not working. And the things are predictable. It tends to be the USB bus. So that's why we get Dalekking on the microphone.
Okay.
It tends to be keyboard shortcuts not working. So Command and H is one that goes on a regular basis. The only fix I found for it is to reboot.
We can't do that in the middle of a show.
But you can't do that in the middle of a show. So we used to do... It used to only take me about 15 minutes to get ready for a show. So I'd go from what I'm normally doing to getting all the stuff up to run a show. And there's quite a bit of it. I should do it behind the scenes, shouldn't I?
Oh, yes. That'd be good. Yeah.
You can see my screen right now. So I said to Mike, I'm going to have to make this a bit longer. I'm going to have to start it at 8:30. So we started doing it at 8:30. But I said to Mike, and he had this, he actually recorded an entire show for Brooklands. That's the Catanian thing we do. He'd done a whole news show. And when he played it back, he said, listen to this. And I listened, and it's a very weird effect. It's not echo, but it sounds a bit echoey. It's as though you're saying it twice. Completely out of sync. So I listened and I said, yeah, that's Dalekking. And he went, damn it. I said, did you not do a test recording? He said, No. So I said, did you have a backup recording? No. I said, well, you will next time, won't you? Because it's happened to me so many times. It doesn't happen as often on my main Mac, but the Mac in the studio, I have to test it every single time, just to be sure. Because if I need to reboot before a show, I don't want to be doing that in the 30 minutes before the show. So now we've had to move that, so I'm reckoning with Mike probably about 7:30. So we'll do the setup first and then carry on with what we were doing after we've done the basic setup.
Oh gosh,
it's most unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. I wish they'd fix those kind of things, but those kind of things don't seem to matter to Apple.
No, and I wonder what Apple and other technology companies are going to do in light of the situation, because they can't not innovate, but they also might not be able to sell whatever they produce because the supply chains aren't in place.
That is so true. I mean, I know they've shut all the stores.
Yeah.
Which led to a crisis for Pete, but luckily it turned out in Pete's favour.
Yeah, definitely.
So Pete will get his kit earlier, but we were thinking this year, it's 3 years this year for our Mac. But the first thing that put me off, because I'm thinking, if I get a new Mac, it'll have Catalina on it, but I'll have this one that's all set up and working so I can run them alongside and transfer as and when I can confirm it all works. So I don't want to leave it until this one's on its last legs. But the first thing that put me off was they keep talking about going to ARM processors. And I know what happened last time when they went over to Intel. Initially, there was dual binaries, and then there wasn't. So I thought, if there's going to be a new chip, I might as well wait for that. So that was the first thing. Then, of course, this calamity happened, and you're thinking the price of RAM is shooting up, the price of hard drives is shooting up. And we've seen that before. If you remember the tsunami that happened after that nuclear meltdown.
Yes.
Hard drive prices shot up and they stayed there for about a year.
Yeah.
So hard drives I have bought in the last 6 months 1 terabyte SSDs for £60, and at the moment they're about 120.
Wow.
So I won't be buying any more just at the moment.
I'm holding out on the 13-inch MacBook Pro being updated to allow more than 16 gigs of RAM. That's what I'm hoping. I'd like to see that increase to 64, and then all being well, I can replace one which is working fine. I use it for work, but you could always have a bit more RAM, I think, and 16 gig when you're trying to run a VM and email and Teams and possibly a screen recording.
I totally agree.
It does start to. You start to wonder what's going to crash first.
I got the most powerful MacBook Air in 2012, and I didn't actually want to buy it in 2012. I still had my 17-inch MacBook Pro, which was my perfect laptop. It was like carrying a desktop with you. But it was far too big, far too heavy, and getting slow, considering that my dad had to give up his part-time job, and he was having medical appointments day after day after day, and he couldn't drive anymore. So my mum said, just buy it, get the MacBook Air now. And I said, but I wanted to wait till next year. She said, there'll always be one that's faster.
That's what my mum said as well. There'll always be a faster one.
Yes, I know, but mum, I can hang it. No, you can't. She said, you need it now. Oh, she wasn't wrong. But I got it, and I specced it up as far as I could go with it. They did bring out a faster one the year after, but I decided, you know, I was okay with the one that I'd got. And that was a MacBook Air replacing a MacBook Pro. But there was no way that I could do... You could actually edit video on it, and it wasn't bad. The problem with it was transferring ScreenFlow files wirelessly. A ScreenFlow file is a folder made up of all the individual components, and it used to just transfer so slowly. Obviously, if you did try processing it, and it was a long video, the fans would go absolutely crazy as well. But it was a very, very good machine. And the only reason that I updated that late last year... was it late last year or the year before? Oh, I think it was last year, wasn't it? No, it could have been the year before. I can't even remember when it was now. I think actually, it was the year before. I got it with the iPad, so it must have been. But the only reason that I got it was, I thought, if I don't get this one, I'm going to keep putting it off. And the machine I've got 6 years old, and it's a wonder it doesn't die. You know, the battery by now, and you can't change them anymore. So I did, and I specced this one up as well, and I got 16 gig, and it's very good. And I deliberately didn't go for the pro because I thought, I'm not away from my desk often enough. Mind you, neither are you anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Are you sure you don't want an iMac?
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, a MacBook Air will do me. It'll do me. And it's very good. But like you, if I was spending money on a MacBook Pro, I could not live with 16 gig. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
A programmer can program in 16 gig, but not process video and stuff like that. It's just not good enough. I noticed when I was looking at the RAM for Pete, though, that the new iMacs, which I thought natively took 128 gig, mine's got 64, Apple don't actually say it can support it. They're still saying 64. Now, unofficially, the RAM suppliers are saying we've tried it and it can take 128. But, you know, if you put it in and then you've got problems, Apple will just say, well, we never said it supported it. They don't seem to be... Do you remember the old rule? Somebody will know in the chat. Let me know in the chat. There's a rule about doubling every year or something.
It's processing power.
That's the one. I mean, that's just not been true for RAM for years.
No.
I think I had 32 gig almost 10 years ago. And I was stuck at 32 gig until I had one machine that took 64.
Mm.
And that's now 3 years old. And still, Apple are saying 64 is enough. It's not.
But we're getting to a point, I think, where some of the smartphones which they produce have got similar amounts of RAM to the maximum capacity in their laptops. I mean, what did the teardown of the iPhone? It's so there's certainly a good few gig in that.
Yep, there is. And the iPads, of course, which we should be really getting excited about now, and they should be out within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing it.
No.
Because even if... Well, one, their supply chains can't handle it. Two, people aren't going to stand in a queue for 3 hours to buy one.
No, that's true.
You know, and even trying to ship them, there's no way.
No.
So I think we could be looking. Bye, Kevin. Glad you could join
us. See you later, Kevin.
Even if they could sort of get them to us, I'm not thinking. I think it'll just be either... They'll have to announce something at WWDC because that primes us for the autumn. But I can see them pushing the iPad forward up to WWDC and see how we go.
Yeah.
But WWDC isn't going to be an event, is it? It'll be online.
This is true. The only thing I'm hopeful of is that there might be a decrease in VAT at some point, and so things will get cheaper for us when they do decide to bring something out.
Yeah. Now, you very well no, not remember this, but I remember it because I remember my parents going crazy about it. VAT was a tax that came in when we joined the European Union.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was to pay our percentage to the European Union. It's my understanding we've Brexited. Why are we paying that full stop? That would be because the government want the money now. But that tax was brought in. It didn't exist before 73.
Okay.
And in 73, there was different rates. There was a rate of something like 7.5% on, not particularly all food, but on more essential food. And then the other rate was either 10% or 12%. If anybody in the chat is even older than me and can remember what that was, let me know. But there was the two different rates. And then it went up to 15%, and then 17.5%, and then 20%. Now, 2.5% of it, I think this was the year you were born, it went from 15% to 17.5% to pay for the debacle that you may well have heard of in history, which was the poll tax.
Yeah.
So to make up the shortfall of people not paying, now the poll tax, if you're abroad, was a property tax. We used to pay a tax called the rates, and it was a local tax that went to local services. They then decided it needed to be globalised across the country to be standardised, but they didn't take into account people's ability to pay it. So people didn't, and they ended up in jail. At the time, I was a student, and I didn't get a grant, and I had to pay my tuition. I didn't have two pennies to rub together. And they said, well, if you're on low income, like, yeah, none, then you could apply for this thing. So I put my form in and everything, and I got a court summons back, which was great as a law student. So I did no more than wrote a cheque out for the full amount and sent it, recorded delivery, with a snottogram that I would be suing them. And I got a reply from the head of the council the following morning who issued a refund. But yeah, 2.5% of our sales tax was actually for that. And the rest, as I understand it, was Europe. And oh, yet wow. We're still saddled with 20% that.
Wow.
We should be in the streets, shouldn't we? Well, actually, no, not at the minute. We should. We should certainly deal with it. I mean, that adds a lot to the price of anything.
Yeah.
And it's already expensive enough, and the price is only going to go up.
Yeah, definitely. I think with all the giveaways that they're having to do at the moment, we're going to have to pay for it somehow at some point.
Absolutely. Although that, when I'm listening to the Chancellor, it all seemed to be you can have an interest-free loan, and I'm thinking, and they're paying it back how precisely?
Yeah. It's great that we've got the ability to do it as a country. We're very fortunate, I think. There's plenty of countries out there who will be in a lot worse positions than we are.
There are. Tracy's saying that's 21% in Spain. Oh, wow. And I think it's 23% in Germany.
Oh, gosh.
So it just keeps going up, doesn't it?
It does.
I think back to it being 7%. And the thing was, you used to get little plastic cards given to you on the way in so you could work out how much that was.
Yeah. At least we do tax, I think, slightly better than in America where it gets added on at the checkout. I've never understood that.
That's just terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. At least it's always happened when I've been in America. You'll pick something up off the shelf and then they'll tell you what the price is with tax. And I'm sure... everyone in America is much better at maths than I am, but it confuses the hell out of me.
They must be better at maths in the States because there's also the tipping thing, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
That I can never work out.
No. But thankfully on the Apple Watch, you've got your little calculator now, I think, that does the tips, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you've also got your tip calculators. There's apps for that, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's
there
apps
are.
For everything.
There
can
are.
You imagine what apps will be coming out in the next few weeks to help with this?
I hope
Toilet
I hope
roll
so.
Finder.
Absolutely.
Things like that.
I think it's going to increase technology for a lot of areas, and I think companies that perhaps were hesitant of allowing their workforce to work from home because they perhaps didn't trust them, now probably are going to be given a gentle nudge in the right direction that they probably can trust their workforce a bit more.
Absolutely, and one of the unintended consequences of this is the fact that with less people commuting, somebody took like a picture from space of Italy.
Yes.
And they had a picture of Italy on a normal day, and they had a picture of Italy, and it's like a hotspot diagram, and it was saying that's pollution, and there was hardly any.
Yeah.
So it's had a huge impact in that regard. And once people get used to working from home, I can see it happening sort of 3 days a week.
I agree with you.
Some kind of rota.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a way forward because people don't need to be in the office. I think going into the office for social interaction, I think is absolutely great. And if you've got a great social circle outside of work, you perhaps don't need it as much. But some people go into work for the interaction. I think that's what I'm starting to miss. It's that interaction around. It's the water cooler chat.
Mm.
It's the water cooler chat, which is. We'll take some getting used to, but boy, will we have tales to tell when we're all back in work.
You absolutely will, absolutely.
We'll have tales
Mike
to tell.
Doesn't have much opportunity for that. When he's working, you know, even though he's on site, the training isn't face to face. So 99% of the time, he has to find what they call a quiet room.
Mm.
So they have rooms around big open plan offices. With like glass doors on, that he would have to go into to train anyway. So I'm often saying to him, why do you bother? You know, the bosses will be saying, you've got to be seen. And I said, well, leave a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Because you go in to train and you're in a room anyway. So he sits in a room all day by himself.
Yeah.
So I must admit, I find things like that ridiculous. I appreciate, though, not everybody, which is going to be the next crisis that people have got, have great internet connection. They may have thought they had a great internet connection until this week, and now they've discovered it's not the best internet connection, especially if you've got mum home, dad home and three kids home and the kids are on the internet.
Yeah, and everyone's trying to work and do conference calls and everything. It's not easy at all.
It's not going to be for some people. I mean, today in the UK, I was talking to a guy who worked for Virgin and... we were laughing because the news came through on my phone and it was ping, ping, ping. O2 were down. EE were down, Tesco Mobile were down, Vodafone were down.
Oh, gosh.
For about 3 hours this morning. So I said to Mike, well, that's our 4G gone, so we better hope that the internet connection holds up because the 4G's our backup.
Mm.
And then people ask me why I have three phones. Why, one's with O2 and one's with Vodafone.
That's why.
Shouldn't be like that, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tracy makes the point that UK has 0% VAT on normal food, children's clothes, etc.
Oh, that's true.
Books. And that's true, Tracy. Interestingly, in the budget, which feels like a lifetime ago, but I think was about 10 days ago, he removed the VAT from e-books. So if you were to buy a book...
Oh, I missed that.
Buy a book, you didn't pay VAT on it, but if it was an e-book, you paid 20% tax on it. But he is abolishing it from the 1st of December.
Oh, that's
good. So if you're looking for a book and it's November, wait. Because it's going to be hopefully 20% cheaper. That's always assuming, of course, that the sellers don't decide to bang the 20% on and make it exactly the same price. But we will all know the truth. Mm. I think that was long overdue, to be honest. That was just something that should have been done and hadn't been done. But yeah, kudos to him, he actually did that.
Definitely.
That got lost in all the rest of what he'd done, I think. But I did catch it on the tech sites. It wasn't on the news sites, but it was on the tech sites. I was just looking out there, going back up here. Apparently Tracy says I've been promising behind the scenes for ages. In that case, I need to get on with that. What sort of behind the scenes do you want? Do you want a video of the desk with all its software on it, or what do you want? Do you want a blog post with pictures? What sort of behind the scenes do you want? Well, in fact, what do you want a behind the scenes of? Because an after hours is very different to what we're doing now. Today's obviously all about audio. So I've got a whole range of applications and I must have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 audio configurations for my microphone. Then we've got a whole range of configurations for Skype. And another whole range of configurations to get everything else pumped through. Then, of course, I need the chat. Then I've got other applications. So let me know what kind of behind the scenes you want. I think you just want behind the scenes, don't you, Jonathan?
I think, to see the workings of MacBytes HQ. See how it all works.
I should do a time lapse of me doing a poster design, shouldn't I?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
I'll show you how I've designed this one, actually. It would be relatively easy to do. I've had the title for a while. So I thought
the titles came after the show.
Sometimes they do. With this one, there's a reason, because we've got some in the can part of it. So because of the situation with it, that one's been done first. But many, many times, I'd say it's a good... 85% of the time, the title comes afterwards. Mm. We also take quite a bit of time. In fact, we've laughed amongst ourselves that, you know, you can do the poster and the series sketch at the end. And probably most of the show, while you're thinking about the three things at the beginning. Mm. So we usually have in this show X, Y and Z. And we need them to be not quite obvious what it is that's coming up, but obvious enough and humorous. So that bit usually takes quite a bit of time.
Mm.
But yeah, that usually comes after. But yeah, we'll see.
You do make editing look very, very easy, I must say. I've tried to work on the document that Pete sent through on the Slack channel.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've made some changes on it and I'll send it through on the Slack channel later. But I'm not entirely convinced. I'm sure you'd have done a bit of a better job.
Hey, would that I'd have had the time?
I was going to say, I should have looked at the document Pete put in before I put my hand up and said, I'll help.
I needed to ask Pete, actually, how married he was to the text, because there was a lot of it. I know he said all of the text had to be on one page, but I looked at some of the text and I thought, can we bullet point this?
Well, I've changed it into, I put it on landscape format for a start. Yeah. So, and that's made it slightly easier to work with. So I've got all the text in there and I've got a tiny bit of space spare, actually. But I'm not entirely convinced that the design which I've put on it is right. Yeah, so I'll send it through, and no doubt other critique can follow in that Slack channel.
We'll see how it goes. But no one gets criticised. Critique, not criticism.
Yeah, exactly.
Just an opinion.
Positive feedback.
Yeah, it's all positive feedback.
Exactly.
And yes, I will try and have a look at that if I can get a moment. Yeah. Right, so I've got a question there. Hang on, it's just disappeared. Good grief. Hang on, where did that go? Ooh, chat's going crazy. There we go. Our CEO tried to work from home today. Tomorrow is coming in because it's impossible. I can imagine that. I really can. Most food's not taxed in Ohio. I know some states have got much higher taxes than others, and I've never quite worked out why. Mm. Slower internet speed since last week. Oh, the online shopping sites are a joke. Mm. I went about 3 nights ago, and I was only checking the price of something. And Asda had this, you know, we'll be back soon, something went wrong thing. Mike went on about 11:30 at night, and it was saying the same. And I thought, this is ridiculous. They must be running it on toilet rolls. I mean, to say, oh, that's it, it said over capacity. And I said, well, what's the capacity? It must be about 3. Someone else was saying they couldn't get any delivery for 10 days.
Yeah.
Right, so there's a question from Kim. Are you and Mike in different rooms during the After Hours show? No, we're not. We're in the same room during After Hours. We actually had a plan for that. Many moons ago, if you've ever heard one of the older Mac Bites, and I don't recommend it, must admit, we didn't warm up till about episode 24. But during some of the older shows, you'll notice that the audio is very different. So for many moons, we've been trying to get the audio just perfect. And obviously you think, oh, I'll buy a new microphone. I'll go and buy the best microphone on the planet. So we did. Yeah, that didn't work either. In fact, if you've ever tried a Blue Yeti, they are fabulous quality microphones, but oh boy, are they difficult to manage. They pick up anything and everything from miles away. And I'm not joking when I say miles away. We set up the studio, we soundproofed the whole thing, and I was in the middle of recording a tutorial video. It was one of the ones for Envato. Mike took the dog out. This is Mayer about 6 years ago. And I'm recording away quite happily. The phone rings and I think, you know, I'd left the phone on because Mike was out. Anyway, it was Mike. And he said, I've got a crisis. Another dog had attacked Maya. So I said, is he okay? And he said, well, he's bleeding. So I said, I'm on my way. So I just walked out of the studio, slung the door open, grabbed my phone and ran. So the microphone was still recording. Oh, but bear in mind, it's in a soundproof studio. All I'd done was left the door open about 3 inches. I fly down the stairs. I career through the kitchen, screaming to my mum, May has been attacked. I've got to go and get them. She's saying, what's going on? You know, so I out of the kitchen, out the back door, up the path, and then onto the street. As I run round the street, we're on a corner. So as I run round the house, I see them in the distance. So I'm shouting, are you okay? Are you okay? When I get back, I think I didn't press stop. So I'm winding back through this audio, which recorded. You could hear me on the street.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought, the microphone's wonderful, but do you know what? I'm going to need another one.
we bought the same microphone at work to do the audio for some of the video guides that we produce. And we can't use it in the office at all. If we want to record audio, the two people, the lady that does the voice and the guy that does the video, they have to go and work from a quiet house. Mm. They can't do it. Even in meeting rooms, you pick up stuff through the wall. So you're absolutely right there, Elaine. Yep. It's a great microphone, but it's very, very sensitive.
There's a trick to it. You can improve it. But I would say in the end, we decided, I mean, we went through everything with it and did get fairly good audio out of it. I mean, very good quality audio. If the wind was in the right direction, or in fact, rather, if there was no wind. But what we did was, in the end, I changed the microphone completely, but I also did a lot of work in Audio Hijack. So I'm watching my Audio Hijack bouncing along here, and we have a live microphone opposite. So it's on Mike's desk. It's about 6 feet away. And going into it, I'll take a screenshot. In fact, it'd have to be a video, wouldn't it? But going into it, you can see the input device, and it's telling you that there's something there. And you can see the orange thing bouncing. And then as it passes through these individual blocks where I've done a low pass and a dynamic change on it and I've denoised it and I've put EQ on it, it's absolutely flatline. So it's not picking me up at all. And that's how you use two microphones in the same room. So I've seen people doing that and thought, like, that's never going to work. It can do. It depends on the configuration of the microphone much, much more than the actual microphone itself. In fact, I think I've got a course that I haven't actually put up yet, but now I'm under house arrest. I guess I've got time to do it, haven't I? All about how to get the best out of your Blue Yeti.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't know whether you ever saw the free one. I put up a free bit, and it was the story of when we went on holiday. That was 2 years ago. The one where he shot me, that holiday.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had to record. Mike had to do an emergency recording, basically, and I took photos. So there he is under a quilt with his feet sticking out. It was brilliant. So I tell you what, I will get that course. I'm making myself a note here because I usually have Mike to do this, but I don't at the moment. So I'll make myself a note to get that up on Udemy. I think it was called How to Get the Best Out of Your Blue Yeti. And it was all kinds of tricks. The arm that you should use, the filter you should use, all kinds of stuff. But yes, we are in the same room when we do Mac Bites After Hours. We did have both microphones open at one point, Kim. But we were getting a bit of echo. Now, it was fine to us here, but the echo was noticeable when we played it back on YouTube. So what I tend to do, I've got an audio interface now where I can actually mute Mike. In fact, I've got two audio interfaces. So when he comes on, I mute myself, and then when I come back, I mute him. And that way we get the best audio. Tonight we shared the same microphone, so he was actually sat next to me, so he was probably a little bit quieter than me because I've optimized this microphone to within an inch of its life. So if you remember the night Lola had her chicken and you couldn't hear it, and I was just laughing and laughing because I could hear it, but I could tell when I stopped speaking and I looked at the audio waveform, I could tell that the chicken noise was not getting through. And Mike and I said after the event, if that had been the Blue Yeti, and I said, oh, I know, we'd all have heard the chicken. But there is quite a bit that you can do. It's just knowing how to do it. I see so many people with a Blue Yeti, and I'm sure this wasn't you, who talked to it the wrong way. They actually talk to the tip instead of talking to the front. It's a side address microphone. So you're going to get very dodgy audio if you're not actually talking into the right bit. And on the back of it, there's also a knob, and that's got four different polar patterns. And that determines which part of the microphone head is active. So again, you're going to get a very different result depending on where that's turned. But people just think it's pretty patterns, and I don't think it's actually explained very well. But it's all explained in my course, so if I ever get that up... There's a post-it note on the desk now, so it's going to happen. There's a post-it note next to it that says 0125 on it. I'll take a photo for you, and you'll know that's my to-do list, and it's there. Right, so Tracy wants to know, are we recording? So she can catch up later. Now, we did record last night. I haven't managed to edit it yet. And we have recorded tonight's Jonathan's perfect entry.
Absolutely, that's the best bit.
That is really true, because I did not have that first bit recorded, so that's absolutely true. Jonathan's perfect entry. And I'll piece it all together, and we can sort that out, absolutely. So that's been wonderful. Everyone loved the fact that we've got you on, that we've got a MacBiter on. I wonder who we'll pick for tomorrow.
I'm going to have to go, Elaine, unfortunately, but it's been lovely speaking to you.
Yep, lovely talking to you as well.
It's been absolutely brilliant. After all these years listening to you, to get to speak to you and Mike has been wonderful.
Good. Well, we'll do it all again tomorrow. So if you're free, if you need company.
That's good. And thank you once again for both of you for what you do. It really is fantastic. And I'm sure many people like I do look forward to the tutorials and the after hours and the podcasts. It's really good what you guys do. And please God, they continue for many years to come.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you for being with us so very long. I remember you in short pants.
Oh, all right. Take care, Elaine.
And you. See you soon. Bye-bye. Right. So you're stuck with me now. Oh, Johnny's gone, but you're stuck with me. Right. So that was great. Love talking to Jonathan. Love chatting with you guys. As Tracy has asked, yes, I will sort this out later, and we'll put these up. We'll put them up on Mike Bites FM. I can't even hear Mike training. He must be whispering, but I know he is. So he started his training 15 minutes ago, and I do believe he's training for a whole hour. We haven't actually eaten dinner yet because we've been so busy. So let me check what time he's finishing and see when I'm likely to get dinner. Oh, where is he? 9 o'clock. Not a problem. We'll have a late dinner. And I've got to be up early tomorrow anyway. Is it? What day is it? Oh, I don't. It's Wednesday. So no, I don't have to be up early tomorrow, which means I can concentrate on 0125. A new Mac Bites. And of course, we have an after hours on Friday night. But before then, we've got three other shows. So we'll be going live again tomorrow. Same time, same place. That's 7 o'clock UK time. The time with you could be anything because we are in the middle of Do Not Copy and Paste Week, if you recall. Do Not Copy and Paste Week being where we're out of sync. We're usually 5 hours in front of Eastern time and 8 hours in front of West Coast time in the States. But at the moment, we're only 4 hours ahead and 7 hours ahead, which causes complete havoc. Believe you me, it does with scheduling. So never copy and paste your event into Do Not Copy and Paste Week. Unfortunately, that's 3 weeks at the moment, so it's chaotic. But Mike's in the right place at the right time. That's why he's training at 8 o'clock and not 7 o'clock. But he did move it from 5 o'clock. Oh, it's one of those things. So I'm going to say good night to you all. Hopefully, see you tomorrow. If you would like to be the Mac Bites victim... as Johnny I was tonight, let me know. If you want to send in an audio question or something like that, let me know. This is fabulous. I'm loving this. I think we should just all stay at home forever and ever, amen, and be done. Because it's fantastic. So we've made it to the end of day two under house arrest. Here's to day three. So what's going to happen when I sign out? We're going to get the review of the year again, which was the last show, which was 0124. 0125 will be with you shortly, but I guarantee we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And I've noted that, Paul, about the Blue Yeti course. So it's on my desk. It's on a post-it note. That means it's more likely to happen than not. That's what I'll say. If it makes it to a post-it note, you know, it's virtually done. Never mind putting it in my digital organizer and all of that. Just put it on a post-it note, because then I've actually got to deal with it, you see, unless I get to the stage where I get overwhelmed with the post-it notes, but we won't talk about that. It's on a post-it note. It's going to happen. So it's good night from me. It's good night from Mike, which he would do if he was here. And we'll both see you next time. Good night, guys.